Mark listened as Henrik Thorvaldsen explained. His mother appeared interested too. "It's time you fully understand what Lars believed," Henrik said to Stephanie. Lars's theory was simple, though it really was not his. Ernst Scoville formulated most of it, which involved a novel look at the Gospels of the New Testament, especially with how they dealt with the resurrection. Let's start with Mark's. His was the first gospel, written around 70 AD. It contains 665 verses, yet only 8 are devoted to the resurrection. This most remarkable of events only rated a brief mention. Why? The answer is simple. When Mark's gospel was written, the story of the resurrection had yet to develop, and the gospel ends without mention of the fact that the disciples believed Jesus had risen. Instead, it tells us that the disciples fled. Only women appear in Mark's version of what happened, and they ignore a command to tell the disciples to go to Galilee so the risen Christ could meet them there. Rather, the women too are confused and flee, telling no one what they saw. There are no angels, only a young man dressed in white who calmly announces that he has risen. No guards, no burial clothes, and no risen Lord. Matthew's testimony came a decade later. The Romans had by then sacked Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. Many Jews fled. The Orthodox Jews who stayed in the Holy Land viewed the new Jewish Christians as a problem, and hostility existed between them. Mark's gospel had left many unanswered questions, so Matthew changed the story to suit his troubled time. Now the messenger who announces the resurrection becomes an angel. He descends in an earthquake with a face like lightning. Guards are struck down. The stone has been removed from the tomb, and an angel perches upon it. The women are still gripped with fear, but it is rapidly replaced with joy. Contrary to the women in Mark's account, the women here rush out to tell the disciples what's happened and actually confront the risen Christ. Here, for the first time, the risen Lord is actually described. And what did the women do?
"They took hold of his feet and worshipped him," Mark softly said. Later, Jesus appeared to his disciples and proclaimed that "all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He tells them he'll always be with them.
"What a change," Thorvaldsen said. "The Jewish Messiah named Jesus has now become Christ to the world." In Matthew, everything is more vivid and miraculous. Then comes Luke, sometime around AD 90. By then, the Jewish Christians had moved further away from Judaism, so Luke radically modified the story to accommodate this change. The women are at the tomb again, but this time they find it empty and go tell the disciples. Peter returns and sees only the discarded burial clothes. Then Luke tells a story that appears nowhere else in the Bible. It involves Jesus traveling in disguise, encountering certain disciples, sharing a meal, then, when recognized, vanishing. And only in Luke do we find the story of Jesus' ascension into heaven. What's happened? A sense of rapture has now been grafted onto the risen Christ.